What kind of tree was it that George Washington cut down?
Well, you may have to get something to Jones.
Okay. What kind of tree do you get? You get these off of them and make a pie. They're little red things. We were talking about one a minute ago.
Oh, they might. We got one in their yard. Big oak tree up there, and then several white oaks.
You don't ever, you haven't lost any of them in these winds that they've been having?
No, we ain't.
Well, that's good. What about, what kind of berries do people grow in their gardens?
Berries, we grow strawberries. We got strawberries.
Okay.
And you could, them dang blackberries, you could put them in there. And, different kinds, raspberries.
Okay. What about the stuff out in the woods or on a tree or something that is a vine, and if you get it on you, it makes you break out and itch?
Oh, that'd be oak, I guess.
Poison.
Poison oak. Poison
oak. Is that the same thing as poison ivy?
No, it's different what poison ivy is. But we have poison oak. It'll grow on trees, you know, around.
Yeah.
And but yeah, we have poison ash too.
Poison ash?
Uh huh. Yeah, there's some poison ash.
There's three different poisons.
Does it make you break out too?
Yeah.
Lord, that poison get on you. That poison ash is about the worst kind of poison you can have.
Well,
Lord, you used to be, weren't you?
Yeah, I used to be terrible.
Yes, you did. Every time you got that.
Really,
no,
right?
Well, they say that there's some people so sensitive to it that if you burn it and the smoke gets on them, that they'll break out.
My eyes.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
I took so many shots, you know, I just became immune to it.
Yeah. My boy's that way about insect stings. And the slightest little mosquito bites looks like a wasp sting on him. He's having to take shots for it. What about shoemake? Do you ever hear anybody talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a poison, too, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
doesn't it make you break out?
Some of it does and some of it don't. There's different kinds of shoemake.
Okay.
And
it's
stuff in bears don't make
you
break out, I know.
No, they won't, but some it will. I don't know. It's sort of a fuzzy
up
there.
Your mother and father, you called them, what did you call your mother and father?
Mom and Posse.
Okay. And both of them together, you'd say, these are my what?
Well, father and mother.
Okay, would you ever say parents or?
Yeah, I have. It's
and there, your father's father would be what relation to you?
That'd be my grandpa, wouldn't it?
Okay, what did you call him?
Grandpa.
Okay.
That's what we'd call him.
Let's see. What is it? Now, here's something else, we were talking about last night, that you never see anymore. Something that they used to make to put a young baby in. He would lay
a
down.
A cradle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they'd rock it.
Uh-huh.
And another thing is this thing that they used to push him around on the outside, and it had wheels and a hood on it.
Yeah,
and the baby would lay down in it. He wouldn't sit up in it.
That'd be called I don't know.
Some people call them a baby buggy, a baby coat.
Yeah, I guess that's what it'd be.
But you never see those anymore. They always sit them up.
And, and the strollers, you know, they come now.
Some people look at them.
Yeah, I guess it is.
When we were talking last night about people didn't used to go to the hospital to have babies, when a woman would get ready to have a baby, sometimes in the neighborhood there was a woman who would come in and help with the birth. What was she called?
Oh, Granny.
Uh-huh.
Granny doctor, you know.